gosh, what does this feel like? Like, it's so, I mean, it probably just feels like, and that's why I'm like, it feels so familiar.
I felt this recently.
Yeah, right. Where? I feel like I felt this last night. Hi, welcome to Two Lacquered Ladies, the podcast about nail polish and nail art by the ladies who stream it. I'm Stephanie, aka Fanatic, here on every social media platform that matters. I'm an unprofessional nail artist, and I like to make fan art on my nails.
Howdy, my name is Danny, and you can find me as Danny Shout online. I'm a science educator by day and a nail art hobbyist by night. On stream, I like to create scenes with themes on my nails.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Two Lacquered Ladies.
Hello, I was dancing because I'm excited. It's nice to be recording and not have a hurricane in the background.
Absolutely. We intended for our last episode to come out when the last episode should come out, and it didn't because of Hurricane Beryl.
Yep, Beryl pulled the plug right when we were about to start actually recording. We talked for maybe an hour, you know, as we do. But then, I lost power. And then it stayed off for about, I think we came out to about 36 hours. Honestly, really lucky compared to a lot of people. We hung out with a friend yesterday who just got power on the day before. Friday or whatever. Yeah, it's really bad. And there's some people who still don't have power. It's nuts. So my heart goes out to all those people, I hope. I hope they get the resources they need. I hope they have a place to go. In fact, we were abandoning our house when the power finally came back on. We had just packed up the dogs and everything we need for an overnight stay, and it finally came back on. So we jinxed it, which was nice.
Yeah, I'm sure that was frustrating, but also like incredibly relieving.
Oh, yeah. Because honestly, at that point, I was so like loopy. Like the heat really melts your brain, and so me and my husband were just kind of like flabbergasted. We were like, what? Like, the light's on. Did you turn that light on? It took us a minute to kind of realize. But then of course the house took a really long time to cool off and stuff, so it was still pretty miserable for a while, and we still run in the generator for a few things, but then yeah, we were fully back online, and it was great.
So you guys have a generator?
Yeah, we have a generator. Unfortunately, it does have to be babysat, because even while we were sitting out there with the generator running, and we just run it for the fridges,
yeah,
and a couple of fans. You know, it's not super powerful or anything, but there were people driving by, scoping out, looking for unattended generators. Like, you have got to guard your generator. So what we did is actually ran the generator to, get the fridges back down to temperature, but also charged up some batteries. And then overnight, we would just run everything the best we could on batteries and to try and not be out there very much. But yeah, big props to my husband for sitting out there and babysitting the generator. Honestly, he was running around doing all the like stuff. And my job was to sit on the couch and move as little as possible so that I didn't heat everything up and I didn't get hot and overheat myself. So yeah, me and the dogs were just kind of watching my husband go back and forth taking care of everything.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had a generator, because I was thinking, I was telling Husbando, like, man, I would not live in Texas without a generator.
It's honestly, it's required. It really is. Yeah. So we luckily didn't lose any food, but so many people like lost entire freezers of food. And then, of course, it was wild with the gas. So we drove out of the neighborhood once or twice, and just the traffic was insane at the gas stations. Gas stations were running out of gas. Grocery stores were out of food. Like, it was, and of course, trees down everywhere. We were very lucky. We didn't have any damage to our house, and it's really thankful for that. Unfortunately, someone in our neighborhood did have a tree come down and split their living room in half. It went all the way through. I've never seen anything like that in person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We did have a tree come down on my in-law's house, but luckily no damage. And we were able to hire a crew to get it removed pretty quick. But yeah, there's quite a few people who are still waiting on getting tree removals and dealing with damage. And yeah, it was a rough category one. Like, I was like, you should, I feel like that should be a higher number.
Yeah, so it was just a category. I mean, I don't know anything about hurricanes, but like,
yeah,
it's the lowest. It was a lowest level hurricane.
It's the lowest level hurricane. I think our problem, I mean, it's still a hurricane, right? It's still it's still a major storm. And our problem is where we're located was on the absolute worst side. We got the wall of the eye, which is where the highest winds and the highest, you know, storm damage is. And it just went right over us. And it was like, hello? Because I thought I was going to hit Mexico. No offense, Mexico, but like, what the heck is it doing up here?
No offense, Mexico, but I wanted you to get this hurricane. Oh, I get it.
No, I don't want anybody to get hit by a hurricane, but you know, we were watching its path and I was like, oh, it's gonna stay south. We'll be fine. And my husband was like, nah, it's gonna swing up and hit us. And dang it, he should have bought a lottery ticket because the sure enough, it swung right up and hit us. Like, what the heck?
Husbando has that's not husbando. Ghost husband has a psychic connection with the hurricane.
Apparently. I mean, but yeah, people in Mexico who got hit by the storm, they had their power on the next day. Meanwhile, we're sitting here, you know, a week or two after. So there's been a lot of like criticism and discussion about like what the heck's going on with our power grid and why is it so bad and why is it so hard to get power back on. So yeah, it's been a kind of a tense climate. You know,
yeah,
a lot of people are really stressed and stuff. So been just trying to deal with all that. But yeah, we're safe and we're good. And everybody I personally know is good. So that's happy news.
Well, thank goodness. Our beloved Nikki's Nails over in San Antonio, she got her power. I think that they were only out of internet and power, maybe just internet, for like 8 hours.
Oh, okay.
So that was good. I mean, she's not anywhere, like, definitely not as close to the coast as you are.
Yeah, because I grew up in San Antonio. So I remember we would always get the leftovers from hurricanes and stuff, which Beryl's leftovers did some damage, especially when it veered north, all those tornadoes and stuff. That was nuts. I was like, how is this little category one causing so many issues?
There was a crazy tornado in Chicago yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Oh,
like, well, because I only know because Sunburnt Galaxy was like in general, and I feel bad because I like missed it till the very end, but like Doomed Redshirt was in there and they were just chatting away because like she was like locked up in her safe room, basically the room that she goes to when there's a tornado, with like her cats, and like the people at the news station were sheltering. It was going to come down in Chicago proper.
Oh my god.
Which is like unheard of.
Yeah.
So that was absolutely insane. Like, what the heck?
Yeah. No, this Tornado Alley shifting. Sorry, this is a weather podcast now. Tornado Alley is like shifting, and it's wild. And of course, climate change is causing a lot more exasperation on these storms and extreme weather. And it's scary, y'all. It's super scary. I have a feeling in my bones that it's going to be a bad hurricane year, and I'm not excited for it.
Yeah. Well, we had our own problematic weather in that it was like 80 here and our downstairs AC broke. Ooh. So you can't imagine how much we were suffering.
So, I can, though. Kidding. It's really like, you know, say what you will, but like when it's hot outside and you get no relief, you can't escape the heat.
Yeah.
You really can't. With cold, I don't know, because we're talking a lot about that, me and my husband. Like, keeping things warm is easy. Like, you know what I mean? Running your generator to keep like a space heater going, easy. Trying to keep things cool, oh my god, it's a challenge. It takes so much energy, and like the heat saps the life out of you. Like, it's really hard. So no, I do feel your pain. It's legitimate.
It wasn't that bad, especially because we have two air conditionings, one for the upstairs, one for the downstairs. So like there was an area of the house that had AC, but yeah, no, it was pretty chill here during the heat wave. Just a little warm, so I'm glad I live out here and not somewhere where it was worse. Oh my goodness. Anyway, so yes, that has been our lives, and that is why this is coming out late.
Yep.
Anyway, so last month, June, was Pride Month. And y'all know, because we've talked about it in the podcast, and also the streams were just like, Pride, Pride, Pride. And the videos were like, Pride, Pride, Pride. We did a bunch of stuff for Pride Month. And I had a fundraiser that was also helped out by Danny and a bunch of our other nail polish friends, Linry, Tiffany Ford. A lot of people were spreading the good word. And yeah, so the plan was I was going to match up to $500 in donations, if people donated up to $500, and we have the final amount.
Drum roll,
please. I put it on my phone and put it over to the side. Actually, no, I didn't. I put it on this calculator on the computer. Anyway, together, the Two Lacquered Ladies Fanatic Your Community, this whole community raised $521.
Woo!
Yes.
For Equality Florida.
Yes, for Equality Florida. So thank you all so much, everybody who donated at the very last minute. Like, because Danny very nicely was like, if you don't make it, tell me how much.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it happen. At the very last minute, somebody, SK Books, they are on Twitch. They donated $50, which brought us up to our goal. It was insane. Thank you so much for that. I was so worried that I had accidentally like missed them donating that during stream.
Mm-hmm.
But then luckily they reached out and was like, that was me. And you weren't streaming at the time. So that was very good. But yeah, so the Tuesday afterwards, I donated $500 to Equality Florida. And I am just so proud of us for doing this whole thing.
I know. We're a small community, but we still like managed to raise that much money. That's pretty amazing. And I love it that we're, you know, getting together to make a difference.
Yeah.
Yep, Saving the endangered Florida gays.
Yeah. The Florida gays will always need our help. I mean, many of the Southern states gays need our help. There's so much stuff happening right now that's very, very troubling.
Yeah. That's a mild way to put it. But yeah.
Yeah. And not just for, you know, minority groups, but like the not unpreparedness for hurricanes in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Things that affect everybody of every demographic. So,
we've got,
you know,
PvP and PvE out here.
What?
I made a dumb joke. I said we've got PvP and PvE out here.
Danny, do you regret spawning in a PBV? Or sorry,
I do. I thought I was on a peaceful server.
So, tangent time, Vero, one of my beloved mods, when we first started hanging out together, we met through fan fiction online, and then we decided to start playing World of Warcraft together, and I never played, but Vero and their husband had been playing for years, so, like, they were like, oh, come join us on our server, and they were on a PvP server. Oh, my God! It was just so miserable.
Yeah. No, yeah.
There'd be times I would just like, I'd just be in this one city trying to get a quest, and every single time the NPCs respawned, the horde would just come in and kill them all again, and you just couldn't get your quest. You just couldn't get them.
Yes.
And I was like, why do you hate me?
Why are you making this not fun? No, that's totally, I've been there.
Yeah, yeah. So finally I was like, you know what? I'm moving to a different server. And then I just left entirely. The problem is that the fish I was catching to make Buku Bucks was not as expensive on the other server. Yes. In case y'all are World of Warcraft heads out there, I don't know what y'all call yourself, but I bought that really expensive mount with the elephant with all the shops on it. I like raised that. Oh, you know it.
Yeah, I played WoW.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did.
Through catching the fish at the Dark Moon Fair.
Yep.
I like bought that within like 2 months.
That's awesome.
Elephant mouth. maybe a little more than 2 months. That only happened once a month. But like, I swear, I did not play that game for very long.
I guess, I don't know. I didn't really try to get rich in that game. I really was just there to play the quests and run around.
Yeah.
Almost mindlessly at times. Just running around me like, look at the pretty.
I vastly prefer Final Fantasy 14 because it in itself, even if you don't play with a group, is a really fun game.
Mm.
Just like start to finish.
And even more importantly, in my opinion, the characters you create and the characters you interact with are cute. They're not but ugly, like almost every single character in World of Warcraft.
Yes, there's a lot of ugly characters.
Like, you can be a sexy bunny boy.
We love that.
Yeah, but I think the only characters I would describe as like not but ugly, I guess, are the blue ones.
The night elves.
No, the
are you talking about like, Final Fantasy?
No, I'm talking about World of Warcraft.
Okay. Oh, the Draenei, the goat people. Yes. No, they're gorgeous. The ladies are
the
gorgeous.
Ladies.
But that's kind of the weird thing about WoW is the males of all the species are butt ugly. They're butt ugly. And then the females are just like a human shape with like the green skin or the blue skin and the pointy ears, right? And it's kind of like, this feels like cheating, but also I appreciate it because it's nice to look at something pretty.
Yeah. The cow people, I think, are the other exception.
I played a Tauren, the cow people. And I loved her. I loved my cow people. Because, the males are still ugly, but they're still a cow. And so, like, they're still kind of cute because they're a cow. You know what I mean?
Beast from Beauty and the Beast vibes.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast vibes. Because it's like, you're a cow. You can't help but be, like, hunched over and, like, big-headed.
Yeah!
Like, that's, you're a cow.
Yeah.
But then you look at the orcs and you're like, you don't have to be like that.
Yeah. Well, I played a dwarf because I always play a dwarf if I have the opportunity to play a dwarf. And I was just like, she's okay.
Yeah.
But like, I'm used to Dragon Age dwarves, and Dragon Age dwarves are hot. So I know a lot of people are like, I don't need to be hot in the game, and they make their characters not hot. But I'm sorry. I do need to be hot in the game.
I want
to
be hot in the game.
I want to be hot.
It's a fantasy. Let me live my life.
I want to be fat because being fat can be very hot.
Yeah, and that's a problem I have. Lady, and I was the happiest I've ever been.
Yes, that's why I chose dwarfs in Dragon Age, because they are short and stout actually in Dragon Age, and not just like a scaled down regular human,
which looks so dumb.
In Final Fantasy, like the child. Elizans, they're the elves, but they're like, elves are kind of like they're like big. They're not like skinny and big, they're just like big, which I love that about them. They are skinny, they're not like chonky, but like, anyway, you get the point. The children are literally just scaled down adults, and it is weird.
It is weird looking, yeah. No, I can't remember. I saw it on Instagram or something. It was like some old painting. And it's like, do you know what children look like? And like, yeah, sure. And it's just like little men.
It's like babies with six packs.
Yeah, like, it's like, that's not, it's not what a that child. Looks like.
Anyway, wow, this is great. This is a great tangent, Phil. This is why you listen. This has to be. By the time you're in episode, 44?
42. 42. Yeah, yes. If you've made it to episode 42. And you are annoyed by us talking about anything but nail polish. Why are you still here? I appreciate it, but like, why? I just want to understand.
Well, you know, there are other nail polish podcasts that have been attempted that I presume do not go as off the rails as ours, but all of them have ended.
Oh, yeah?
As far as I'm aware.
I guess I never really listened to any of them, to be completely honest.
The Orly one might still be going, but I know Abe Nail Babe just kind of, like, stopped.
Okay. We're doing something right then.
Yeah, we're not limiting ourselves to things that make sense for a nail polish podcast.
Yes.
But yeah, so we, as y'all know, probably have been on a low buy. Danny, how's your low buy going?
I'm doing pretty darn good. I'm trying to remember. The last thing we talked about is I gave in to Nottabox because it was doing these, like 90s and early 2000s anime themes. And I was like, I must. I still buy from Polish Pickup because that's my favorite thing. But I have been really good about cutting it down, which this last month for Rewind, that was so hard. There were so many good polishes, but I did manage to cut it down. And other than that, I did buy the new Holo Taco. But we'll talk more about that later. That's a different collection at this point. Like, that's a...
Yeah.
Holo Taco doesn't count for me. So yeah, not a super, super low buy, definitely not a no buy, but there's a few collections that I said no to, and it felt good.
Yeah, I feel like it does. For me, like, if I just say, like, I'm not going to do that, I'm pretty good at just, like, not doing that.
Yeah.
So yeah, this month, I think the only Polish purchase I am going to make is Polish Pickup Rewind and the next Polish Pickup. And I guess it's just Polish Pickup Rewind because I'm not going to be ordering the next one until next month.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been happy not buying new stuff. I do feel like I'm missing out a little bit on the community of buying, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I just feel like that's not particularly sustainable or particularly responsible for me. I've talked about on stream the possibility of me reaching out for PR because I would love to make more content about, you know, new releases and stuff, but I just don't feel like it's a good idea for me to just be buying stuff when I don't need it.
Yeah.
So I am in a position now where it's like, well, could I make this like some sort of a work thing? Could I make this mm-hmm. some sort of an income thing? Because I'm sure that some people would appreciate me, you know, making a video or a swatch and review or something like that about their products. But I'm not going to do it on my own.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it without any input. But also, like, I'm really enjoying just doing the nail art.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like everybody in stream really enjoys me just doing the nail art. So, you know, I'm not really missing over shopping. The one thing I really want, though, that I don't know if I can set like a goal for it or something, but like, I really, really want to finally place an order from Ice Cream Nails.
Mm, yes.
Because they have a ton of those multi-chrome flakies that I am just obsessed with. And like, they're not new or anything, but I've never ordered from them. I've never gotten them. The multi-chrome flakies that I do have, I love so much.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's like the next step for me.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. Because I've been wanting to order from Ice Cream Nails as well, just for the bottles. To be completely honest, just to have one because it's fun to collect different unique yeah. bottle shapes and stuff. But yeah, I feel that too. It's like, I don't want to commit to it right now, but it's in the back of my mind.
Yeah, I'm actually not excited about the bottles. Like, I do think that they're cool.
That's so funny. Like, but I'm like, that's the point of Ice Cream Nails. But yeah.
I just want their flakies because for some reason, like other brands are just not as big on either multi-chrome glitters or multi-chrome flakies. They're just really overlooking this really amazing finish.
Yeah.
Because when you kind of like shrink down that multi-chrome effect,
mm-hmm.
it just adds so much more dimension to the multi-chrome. And I just feel like everybody's sleeping on this except for Ice Cream Nails and a little bit of Mooncat because they have just like those two. They have Supervillain and Dragon Scales.
Yeah, they haven't come out with any more, and because those were the remakes of their previous polishes, right?
Yeah,
so technically not new from then either. Oh, have you been keeping up with a little bit of the Mooncat controversies going around with the broken bottles?
I think you're gonna have to fill me in on that a little bit because I know that Linry made like a 30-40 minute video.
Yeah.
And while my ADHD has been great in some areas, I cannot sit down to watch a dang video to save my life. It doesn't matter whose video it is. It doesn't matter if it's nails. It doesn't matter. Like, there's one creator I've been watching recently that I can actually get through a video. But it's luck. I'm lucky when I can, even with that creator. And I'm sure I could watch a Jenny Nicholson video. But
there's always room for Jenny Nicholson. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel like, no, Linry made an awesome video. She broke it down and looked at like all the different talking points that were happening. The only thing she didn't have access to was the Facebook group, which I thought was really funny. They won't let her in. I'm like, what the heck? I don't know. Who knows what the story is there? But yeah, I just haven't really been engaging, especially on Reddit. I don't actually engage with the nail polish community much on there anymore. I used to post to it and that was kind of it. And now I hardly even look at it. But a lot of people were complaining about Mooncat bottles breaking. And yeah, Linry showed a bunch of pictures of like the old bottles versus the new bottles, and you can see that the glass is a lot thinner and stuff. Now, Mooncat has great customer service where you can get a replacement very easily, but
it's annoying that that happens in the first place. Like, good for them for having good replacement policies and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's just unfortunate that there was a change made. And it does seem like they're now addressing it, like they're gonna change the bottles or something like that. But I don't know all the details. Please watch Linry's video for more
details. Yeah, I'll link that in the description.
Perfect. Thank you. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting that I hadn't even heard of it. Because I'm gonna be honest, I have never had an issue with my Mooncat polishes. But I did notice there was one person who said they had to go to the ER because of the glass shattering in their hand, but also like there were some people who were stacking the bottles so tightly on their shelves that they were like squeezing against each other. And yeah, the bottle still shouldn't break, but I don't know, it's there's not enough receipts for some of these stories to be like to know for sure if they're real, but also no one owes us receipts. And it's an interesting controversy, just to, yeah, to say the least.
I've heard a lot of people say that they've never heard of polish either arriving intact and then suddenly being unintact.
Yeah.
Or polish just shattering in their hand. And I want to say firsthand, I've experienced that twice. And once with Orly. Because this is one you might have heard about it, but
I remember. Yeah.
It was when I got the entire Electric Escape collection, which is where Synthetic Symphony was. That entire collection has been quietly discontinued. I have heard that I've heard from like somebody sharing a email from Orly, that once they find a suitable replacement pigment, those things will be coming back. But yeah, the point is that I got the entire collection and it looked fine. And then I put it into a protective case for nail polish, like a plastic, you know, separated case, one of those look like a suitcase. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to my mom's house, like the top of Neon Paradise had just like flat, like come off. Like it was already broken. There was no way that what was happening in that case would have done it. And so, like, I messaged Orly. I told them what happened. They asked for me to send a picture of the case it was in. And I did. And they very, very graciously sent me another one. And that's the only time I've ever had that happen with Orly. But the other time was Khaleesi Selena, one of our viewers. She sent me this awesome, like, birthday pack. with like a Squishmallow and a bunch of Studio M nail polishes, because I kept saying I wanted Studio M because that's a store brand that supposedly is a Color Club knockoff, supposedly is a Color Club private label that's only sold in like the Michigan, like the Great Lakes area. Yeah. And so she had sent me a glitter and a pink with a blue shimmer, which we're trying to find a new bottle of. But yeah, the pink and the blue shimmer, almost just like the Neon Paradise, just like split while I was holding it, and it was suddenly just like polish pouring out all over my hand. Now, like, that didn't shatter in a dangerous way in my hand. I didn't get hurt, but this is not something that's only happening with Mooncats.
Right.
Like, this isn't some crazy thing that never happens to anybody else.
Yeah.
But yeah, clearly a lot of people are sharing their stories about it happening with Mooncat. But I am very curious if you're on YouTube, have you ever had that experience either with Mooncat or with another brand?
Yes. Uh-huh. Sorry. It's just like... So unfortunately this year, Stephanie and I did not attend, but we have been really enjoying watching all of our friends post about their trip to PBE, Polish and Beauty Expo, up in the Chicago area. Thank you everyone who reached out to us and shared pictures of their hauls and stuff. I love seeing it. Thank you especially to Wendy for representing us with her Two Lacquered Ladies t-shirt. Link in the description if you'd like to get some merch.
Yep.
But yeah, it was really fun seeing pictures of everybody who went. We had Lacquer Dactyl, we had Nerd Loves Nails and Zudzi, and just a whole bunch of people from the Discord posting their travel pics, and it was really fun to see.
Yeah, tons of people from the Discord went. I know that Khaleesi Selena went, that we were talking about just a moment ago. And yeah, I was so honored. We were both so honored that Wendy would wear our shirt, obviously, and that, you know, two different people, so Zudzi and Nerd Loves Nails. Nerd Loves Nails, one of our lackeys. Did take pictures with Wendy being like, Danny and Stephanie are here in spirit. And yeah, we absolutely were. But yeah, also our friend Lacquer Dactyl was there, and I was having a fun time chatting with him because he was very nervous going there. But of course, everybody recognized the dinosaur guy.
Yes.
Everybody. And actually, it's so funny. So when the power went off, when we were recording the episode last time, we were actually just like almost like right when the power went off saying happy birthday to Lacrodactyl.
Yes, it was his birthday. We're sorry for the late birthday. A hurricane interrupted us.
Yeah. So happy birthday. Yes. Dinosaur man.
I love that that's what he's known as. I mean, it makes sense, right? He poses every Swatch picture with a cute little plastic dinosaur, but you wouldn't think that would make you famous, but at PBE, you famous.
You famous. Yeah. But yeah, we've been having a lot of time discussing in the Discord because everyone's like, are you going to go next year though? Are you going to go next year? And given the bad time I had the year before, I was hesitant to say I would go or wouldn't go next year. And I'm still hesitant to give a direct answer to like say, yes,
yeah, we're a little far out right now, but
yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Like I could have a family emergency, like hopefully knock on wood, I won't, but anything could happen. But I think I do want to go. And we've also been discussing in the Discord, just having like a fanatic here / two lacquered ladies horde.
Yes. Just,
we just go to everything together. So if there's anybody in the community that doesn't know somebody there, you can just latch on. And I think that would be very fun, honestly.
I support that because last year I hung out with a couple of people, but especially Krista, Polished Bibliophile, we were like inseparable and it was so much fun. We were just running around to each booth and we both had our lovely partners with us as so we would buy polish and then throw it over our shoulder. The man would catch it, put it in the backpack and run around. It was awesome.
I love being part of a big group. I love organizing things like that. So I think it'd be really fun for all of us to just hang out together. Obviously, no obligation to
hang out
with everybody. But I think it'd be really fun. So I am going to try to get there next year. You know, I have some issues, as everybody knows. But, you know, I have issues with stuff like Disneyland. And I still occasionally go to Disneyland. and so, yeah, I just think it's something for all of us to do together. And it's just a really good opportunity to meet the people that you've been chatting with online.
Yeah, it's really cool meeting online people face to face. It's like, oh, my God, you're real.
Yeah. Like I was looking so forward to meeting Wendy last time we went out there. And thank goodness for me, I've actually now met Wendy two times because we hung out and sat far apart when I was going through St. Louis on the way home with my COVID. And then she actually came out to California with her daughter. And so we were going to go to the Color Labs. We didn't end up being able to do that together, but we had some lunch and hung out and that was really good. So I love meeting people from online. So I really hope that next year we can make it out there. But yeah, if you have been to PBE this year, like, let us know what happened. Let us know. Do you have any tea? Do you have any stories? Like,
yeah, I want to know everything.
Who did you meet? What did you see? What did you buy? How much did you spend? Because I have seen 1,000 and I have seen 700. So far,
and there's no shame in it. PBE is the time for extravagance. Go nuts. So if you were on a low buy, that is your reward. It's getting to go to PBE and go crazy. It's so much fun. I think I was talking on my stream. I didn't look a whole lot at what polishes were actually being sold because I didn't want to get the FOMO. Mm-hmm. But I can say for certain, if I were there, obviously I love the exclusives and stuff and seeing the, you know, what the brands put out for those. But Pinnacle Polish released part two of the National Parks collections at PBE. Mm. And I think they'll be available in August. But like that for sure, I would have been grabbing if I was there. Do you know of anything? Did you see anything online that you were like, oh, I would have got that?
Yes. Okay. Monarch Lacquer released a set of three Truth or Dare siblings.
Oh, yeah.
That I absolutely would have just snatched right up. And if they release them online, absolutely. I'm at least buying. There's one that is a legit pink with a blue shimmer. Because I know, like, I consider Truth or Dare a purple with a blue shimmer. And Monarch Lacquer does, too. and like I respect people who say it's pink because I would say colloquially like it's indistinguishable. It's a very warm purple. But most people think of violets as purple, and I only know this stuff because I made that stupid indigo video. So don't worry about me. And in the Indigo video, I'm like, if you want to call it Indigo, I don't care. Just don't correct other people. So I'm not going to be that person that's like, you must call this purple. But to me, you are purple. So I would buy at least that pink, but they also had, I think, like a teal with a blue shimmer and a green with a blue shimmer that looked a lot like Mountain Dew Mocktail, but with a blue shimmer.
Yeah.
And so I will be buying that trio if it comes out on their website, or at least that pink. And then there's one that I believe I am getting because I offered to buy it from somebody who was going to be there. I offered to be like, oh, go get it and I'll pay you for it. They're like, I'm just getting it for you. There was a green with a yellow shimmer. Of course, I've got a few greens with yellow shimmers, neon greens, but it's called Grumpy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have to.
I'm so curious as to why it's called Grumpy. I'm like, is this for me?
Did you make this for me? Thank you.
Which, by the way, I don't think that we have had a podcast since my Grays video, but the love for my old trash can, my old recycle bin Grumpy, yes, has been immense. I'm
so happy.
Finally, after all these years, Danny.
Yes, he's getting the recognition he deserves.
Yeah, because I lost him. So if you didn't watch my Grays video, go watch my Grays video. It's great. But if you haven't watched it, basically what happened is I had this recycle bin. His name was Grumpy. And his name was Grumpy because this tagger, this hooligan in my neighborhood, presumably named Grumpy, had come around to tag it. And it tagged it Grumpy. The thing is it was a dark green trash can or recycle bin. And my trash can was the exact same model, but black. So in like the dead of night, I could not tell the two apart. And sometimes you're taking out that trash the dead of night. So as soon as somebody tagged it, I was like, thank God, this is amazing. Like, yeah, that's Grumpy. And then there's the trash can. I know which one's which now. But then, like, my city just kept being like, no, this is our recycle bin. You can't have tagging on it. And so they painted over it. And I was just like, what a waste of time. What a waste of my tax dollars. No.
My tax dollars.
My tax dollars. I don't really care about my tax dollars. I just care about, I just care that somebody kept painting over the thing that signified that that was my recycle bin. But Human Grumpy did not give up. Human Grumpy just kept coming back and kept tagging it till they finally gave up. And so we loved it. But one day it was extremely windy, mm-hmm, and Grumpy got picked up by the wind and we thought we had lost him forever. And then we were on the phone with waste management finally after like 2 weeks of not throwing out our recycling. And we were like, yeah, we need a new one. And Husbando was like, but did you check? Did you check today? And I was like, hold on, with a lady on the phone. I'm like, let me go check this trash can. And I'm like, oh, he's back. Never mind. Cancel the thing. You know? She's like, what is up with this person? Who is this freak? But then we realized that Grumpy's bottom was coming apart and he no longer functioned as a recycling bin. And we couldn't keep him. We had to return him to the city and we got a new one. So I had a funeral for Grumpy, to which a few of my friends actually showed up, like IRL friends showed up to the stream funeral. And we're like, Grumpy, no! Because like he had a... He had a fan following.
Yes.
We'll never forget him. I made a very cool Manny with him. And
you did.
Thank you.
I know, because I think that was the first time I raided into you. And that's how we, like, we knew of each other, but that's when we really started talking. It was so, Grumpy's very special to me too. Grumpy brought us together.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very beginnings. Yeah, Danny and I were both streaming and we streamed kind of one after the other on Sundays, I think.
I think and so.
Yeah. And yeah, you raided into me and then eventually you raided into me while I was doing a shop along for Polish Pickup and I hated it.
Yeah.
And I would still hate it if Danny wasn't there.
Yeah, shopping by, like, oh, I would be so overwhelmed doing it by myself.
Oh my God, I remember I was like a third of the way through and I was just like, I am so tired. I don't want to finish this. I just, yeah. And like, the thing is, we still get a third of the way through and we're so tired, but because the other one's there.
Yeah, because when we get tired and loopy, we entertain each other, so.
Yeah, I suppose you're just alone, you're like, this is another polish. It's a, can we move on now? It's another,
it's
polish.
It's red, inspired, yes, by red.
Inspired by red nail polish. That's the best polish.
That is the best polish. So funny. But yeah, PBE, it's a magical time. I'm glad that I didn't go this year just because financially it is quite a commitment to travel there, buy so much polish.
Yeah.
And then travel home. But I am very much looking forward to next year, and I'm definitely gonna start saving up now.
Yeah.
For that trip.
It's a good idea.
But, yeah. But I'm not being able to save while Holo Taco is releasing collection. I know that was a weak segue, but
but you know what? You did it, and we're gonna keep it.
Holo Taco released their 5-year anniversary collection of all thermals.
Why?
Honestly, why? No, I know. If there was a Holo Taco collection to break my chain, it should have been this one. But I still got it. I'm still going strong. And to be honest, I'm looking forward to it because they look like fun thermals. I'm curious to see how good of a thermal formula they make and you know, how long they last. I'm going to put them in my little fridge, and hopefully they'll last quite a long time. But yeah, I never really expected Christine to make thermals for some reason, but I guess it was just time.
Isn't the reason that she said she wasn't going to do it?
Huh?
That's what I heard. I heard that she had said she would never release thermals.
I heard that too, but I heard it so secondhand that I wasn't really sure if it's legitimacy. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm wondering is, like, with the magnetics, it was just like time to introduce that formula. Like,
yeah.
From a brand standpoint, I don't know how much of this is really Christine's vision. You know what I mean? I also didn't watch the stream, going to be completely honest. Like, so I'm really not one to talk on this and how I'm sure she's excited about them. I'm sure some of the color combos look great, especially the one that's called Simply Chaotic, I think, is very much her color scheme. Yeah, Simply Chaotic just looks like her branding. Same with Guilty Pleasure. It's like a pink to a purple thermal. Like, these are fun. They're really fun. And the box apparently is color changing, which is really cool.
Yeah, and I heard there were color changing stickers as well.
Yes, there are some color changing stickers. I'm very curious to see what those look like. So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to play with the polishes and have fun. But yeah, it is a rule of mine, for those who don't know, on Polish Pickup Bingo to not buy thermals or magnetics, just because I already have some and they don't last forever. Well, magnetics do, but I have so many that I don't wear. Ain't nobody got time for magnetics. But yeah, thermals don't last forever. So I don't know. I'm a little anxious about that, I guess.
And they're shipping out in the dead of summer, which I know so many brands just won't.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they should. But you know what? Tons of people that I know have, like, kept their thermals alive for years. Mm-hmm. I know that my Cadillacer I bought 2 years ago, my first polish pickup, I have Cadillacer Alloy. And for like a year, it was just like in my drawer. And then I finally moved it to my thermals fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I wore it, which was only a few months ago, it was like totally going strong. So, you know, it seems like perhaps the fridge thing does work, but yeah, I wasn't going to buy this one.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people did skip this one, and I don't blame them at all, but you know, I'll go ahead and I'll at least show them off on stream, if not a swatch and review video, just to see how they work. Unfortunately, I do have super short nails right now, so I might have to put on press-ons to get that nice thermal gradient.
Yeah.
But that's all right. We can get some cups of water and make it happen.
Yeah. You can make it. You can make it happen. I need to get my nails shorter because, like, I shortened them quite a bit, but I'm still getting those like freaky little bends. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where you're like, I'm going to press against the wall and, oh, you're just bent really bad.
Yep.
And you're like, are you going to break?
What are we doing?
Yeah. Okay. I'd much rather just have like shorter nails than a full-on break, but who knows? When the time comes, the time comes.
Yep. It is not our choice.
Yes, nails
will decide.
The nail God giveth and the nail God taketh away.
Yes.
All right, we are going to take a cuticle break, and when we come back, we are going to be answering an audience question, so stay tuned.
Well, hi there. You're invited to join Steph and I for Polish Pickup Bingo this Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Time on the Fanatic Here channel. Play along with us to win a subscription while we shop polishes themed on book covers. Hope to see you in chat.
Hey everybody, it's Stephanie. And I'm here to say that if you're loving the show, please consider joining us on our Patreon, where you can be a lackey. That's L-A-C-Q-U-I, lackey. Every new lackey gets a special shout out on the podcast. And now, back to the show.
All right, we are back. We are moisturized. We are... Oh, wait. I did oil. Danny.
I was going to say, I didn't see you oil. I oiled.
You always... Let's share... I'm going to share some secret, you, me, and anybody who turns on this podcast. I am so bad at oiling my cuticles.
Oh, gotta stay on top of that.
Since I started putting glycerin into my acetone for nail polish removal and nail polish cleanup, yeah, I've been really bad at oiling my cuticles, but like, it could be way worse.
Like, so wait, can you buy straight glycerin?
No, they won't sell it to you. Yes, you can.
Okay, I don't know. I've never tried.
I just buy it on Amazon. And okay. So like, I know that Evil Twin Nails on his like story recaps or whatever they're called, the ones that you put at the top of your thing, has like a... Did you understand what I just said there?
I did, yeah. The like saved stories on your Instagram.
Instagram, yeah. This is my bottle of glycerin. Y'all can't see it, but Danny can.
Yeah, the big old thing.
Yeah, 32 fluid ounces. And basically, like, if you're using a acetone additive, it's going to have glycerin in it. And it'll probably have some water, some like distilled water in it. And it might have a little bit of oil. So unless you just really love the scents and stuff, which like our friend Aculid Nails, he loves the scents. I personally can't endure scents.
Yeah.
So there's no purpose for me to buy those. This was like, I don't know, $10 or maybe $20.
What does one normally buy glycerin for?
So glycerin is two things, which is very interesting. I'm glad you asked, Danny.
I know nothing about this, so.
Glycerin is a moisturizer. And I think, I don't really know why we choose glycerin over oil. Maybe it's not broken down by acetone. I don't know. And if you do know, let me know in the comments. But also, it is an artificial sweetener.
Huh.
Yeah. And I do have to say, what I don't like about acetone additive and glycerin itself is that it definitely leaves my hands feeling tacky and gross. However, it also leaves my cuticles not dried out. So, and like, yeah, it's like a less permanent, its side effect is less permanent than the acetone side effect.
Yeah.
So for me, it's worth it. But what I will say is that when I'm using the glycerin, the acetone additive acetone, I do tend to get like a buildup of what I assume is glycerin kind of like in my cuticle line.
Okay.
And so that I don't like. But yeah, I just add, I think, hold on, let's go right now. To Evil Twin Nails. Let's go find this man. Evil Twin is the one who, he does a lot of swatches for Mooncat, and he holds his hand in that weird backwards way.
Yeah.
and you're in, and if you're me, you're like, how do you do that thing that you do? And then you never find out. Maybe in his little things up here, little highlights up here, so he has a thing about it. Evil remover. Make your own.
Yep. There. I see it. Okay. We're going to learn.
Yeah.
All right. Add 5 to 15 drops of your favorite essential oil. Oh, this is part two. Oh, no. Hang on.
Where's part one?
Make your own remover. Here it is. All right. Put the following in a Zoya remove pump or any 8-ounce container. This recipe makes 8 ounces. It is 1 teaspoon of water distilled if possible, 2 teaspoons of glycerin from any brand, and then fill the rest with pure acetone and shake well.
Okay, so 8-ounce container, 1 teaspoon of water, 2 teaspoons of glycerin, and so you can presume, we could do the math. I'm just extra like that, so I'm going to. 16-to-1 ratio. Never mind, I'm not doing the math because it's too small. So for every 8 ounces, you're going to do 1 teaspoon of water, distilled if possible, and then 2 teaspoons of glycerin.
Yeah.
And then he has more information on scents and stuff, but don't do that because it'll make me sad. I don't want you to smell nice things. Unscented. You never know when I'm going to use your acetone personally. JK,
so what,
obviously.
What is the consistency of glycerin? What does it feel like?
You know what? Let me finger my glycerin a little bit. Yes. To tell you. I mean, I think it feels kind of like oil, if I'm not mistaken. But for science, I just want to not like accident. Oh, is it in the lid? Hold on. Let me turn it over.
And thank just, you. Because like, I'm just so curious.
You're so welcome. I love doing it for science. Yes. It is viscous. It's like an oil, but very viscous.
Okay.
I would say it is the consistency of what's something that feels like this. What is something that I want to say honey, but it's not honey.
Like, okay.
Because it's not sticky like honey, but it's slick.
I'm picturing honey. Like mineral oil, like a thicker oil, or like if petroleum jelly melted.
Like, it's like somehow neither, like, I feel like I felt something like this before, but it, like, it's absolutely not absorbing like oil. You know, oil you usually rub in a little bit and then you kind of like get the texture of your skin back.
Yeah.
This is like not getting there. So maybe the consistency of like, maybe like a silicone lubricant. I wonder what this would be like as lube.
For science.
It might be a big ingredient in water-based lube for all we know.
Yeah.
Gosh, what does this feel like? Yeah, it's definitely like it is still wet.
Yeah, it doesn't get super sticky.
It's not super sticky yet. Now, like when I'm using it on my nails, I feel like it gets kind of like weird and sticky with the acetone.
Yeah.
But that might be part of the acetone, or it might just be, I don't know, it might be something like that. But yeah, it's just, it feels, yeah, it, you know, I really think silicone lubricant is actually
okay.
Really what it feels like to me, because it's not sticky like a water-based lube.
Yeah.
thank you for coming to my lube TED talk. but like, that's the only thing I can think of that it feels like. So weird. Yeah, so that's what glycerin, and yeah, it does taste sweet. And I noticed that is that like if I like lick my hand after, like either by accident or on purpose or something, like I'll notice like that tastes like sweet. So yeah, that's there's glycerin for you. but yeah, so we have an audience question. Danny, would you like to read the audience question for us?
Yeah, this one is from our friend Jadoob on the Discord. They ask, if you could cast a reboot of the Golden Girls with fellow nail artist moving in together, who would play which roles? What kind of guest star roles and cameos would you create? And where would everyone live?
What a question, Jadoob.
What a question. I love Jadoob's questions. Also, yeah. Stephanie, can you tell me about the Golden Girls? Because I have never seen it.
Oh, boy. Okay. So I, like any good gay, know about the Golden Girls and have experienced much of the Golden Girls. But unlike better gays than I was not ever obsessed with the Golden Girls. I was raised on the Golden Girls a bit. My mom watched a lot of Golden Girls. And also I used to listen to a podcast with Johnny McGovern. It has a dirty name, so I'm not going to say it on here. But if you know it, you know it. And they talked about the Golden Girls a lot. And they even did like a reading of their favorite episode. It was really, really fun. And I have a Golden Girls plate. And also my sister's wife is obsessed with the Golden Girls. She loves the Golden Girls. And for good reason, the Golden Girls is great. So basically what the Golden Girls is it is four women who are, you know, over the hill, who are in, I think they're kind of supposed to be in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. Living in this house. Most of them, I think, are in their like 60s or 70s. So there is Rose, who is played by Betty White. There is Blanche Devereaux, who is played by Rue McClanahan. There is Dorothy Zbornak, who is played by Bea Arthur. And I think, like, I feel like, well, she's kind of like the main character of the show. And also, in my opinion, although I do not want to like say the other ones are not loved, she tends to be like the one. Like, people okay. love Bea Arthur's character. And then there is Sophia Petrillo, which is actually Dorothy's mom, so Bea Arthur's mom. And she is played by Estelle Getty. And the funny thing is that she is supposed to be by far the oldest character on the show, but she was the youngest Golden Girl in reality.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's these four women living in a house together. And so they all have their different personalities. So Rose is like really, really innocent, really sweet and innocent. Mm. And honestly, like, it doesn't fit entirely because like this person has a sweet and innocent vibe about them. But once you get to know them, it's not as true as you may believe. If I were casting my own nail friends in these roles, I would absolutely cast Nikki.
I was thinking Nikki. Yeah, she's so sweet and stuff, but she also watches all those Leprechaun movies, so you know she's crazy.
She's also one of those people who is not afraid to go, like, buy a dirty t-shirt that says a dirty word or has, like, an image on it, and she will just wear it. Like, I know for a fact she's gone to work with, like, nails with curse words on them at her customer-facing job.
Oh, jeez.
And you would just, like, never know just from, like, listening to her and talking to her just, like, about neutral topics. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so she's like, in personality, like, outwardly, she's very, like, Rose. Mm-hmm. Inwardly, nobody. She's not like anybody. So that's Dorothy, played by Betty White. She's just very sweet and innocent. And then there's Rue McClanahan, Blanche Devereaux. Wait, did I say that?
Yeah, wait, you said, because Rose is played by Betty White, right?
Rose is played by Betty White. Blanche, yeah, that would be Nikki. Is played by Rue McClanahan, which I think I might have said Rue McClanahan was the character's name, which I knew was not true. I just was trying. I didn't remember her actual name, so I was reading it off of... off of Google.
I think you said it right. Blanche is the character.
Yeah, Blanche is the character.
Yeah, you said it right.
So Blanche is the hoe.
Okay.
For show. So that would be me. she's always just talking about, you know, what man she's seeing or what she wants or, you know, past flings, future flings. Mm-hmm. She's always dating a new person. She's very sensual. I really love her. Like, obviously, I don't think anybody really fits any of these characters 100%. They all have their own, like, you know, personalities. But yeah, they do kind of have, like, the thing. So, like, Dorothy's the innocent one. Blanche is the hoey one. B. Arthur, so Dorothy, she is the smart one with all the witty comebacks. She's very sarcastic.
Gotcha.
Like, this is the person I would put you into if I had to, but I don't really see you as a golden girl.
Well, thank you. No, I've only ever heard good things about the show, and it is nice. It's very refreshing to have a show that has older ladies as main characters. It's a very underrepresented group, but yeah, it is it's funny to try and fit yourself into the little pegs of the characters.
Yeah, because, like, I definitely feel like if I, you know, I would be a combo of, like, Dorothy and Blanche. A bit, because I definitely got a lot of the witty comebacks, but, like, also Dorothy's a little bit, like, over everything, and I'm not particularly over everything.
Yeah.
And Dorothy's not a hoe. So we gotta put that in there somewhere.
We gotta, yeah, what are we gonna do with that?
And then Sophia, she, I would say, I mean, like I said, like, all of these characters are so iconic. She is a crotchety old woman. She is so funny, and, like, her big thing, like, I don't remember how she starts on this, but, like, someone asks her about her past, she'll be like, picture it, Sicily, this year. And it's really funny. She is, like, I would say that she is kind of the comedy powerhouse. And she's tiny. Take a open up, Google the Golden Girl so you can see these people. P.S.
Okay.
If you haven't yet. She's the tiny one. She's a tiny little baby, even though she's the mommy. Even though she's still the baby, though. She's the baby, but she's the mommy, but she's the baby. I'm sure some people in our audience can agree with that for themselves.
Yeah. Oh, they're so cute.
So the tall one is Bea Arthur. And my mom wanted nothing more than to dress like Bea Arthur. My mom loved all of her outfits. And she was like, my mom wants to be two people, Bea Arthur and Gina Rollins. And she has definitely gone more towards Gina Rollins. But her 90s wardrobe, y'all, it was very Dorothy Zabornak. Very, very Dorothy Zabornak. And people who are very familiar with the Golden Girls will understand that completely. And then Betty White, the one who's Betty White, is Rose.
The one who's Betty White, yes.
The short one is Estelle Getty, Sophia. And then the one that's left over is Blanche, Rue Blanahan.
Yes, Blanche seems to be the more glamorous one, does her makeup real nice and stuff, from what I can tell here.
Yeah. And so that's really funny. They're always just taking jabs at each other. They're always getting into mischief and, you know, going to different, like, senior events, or they're dating around. Dorothy has an ex-husband who's, like, a thing in the show. The show is incredibly progressive. It covered a lot of issues, and Bea Arthur, actually, she was in a show called Maude that also was very progressive, so this is kind of almost like a continuation of that. And it's just a delight. The show is just a delight. I don't know what to say, but I do have a person who I think of, like, as soon as they were like, who would be Sophia? Same vibes, absolutely. Gidge.
yes.
Sorry, Gidge, if you're not into being Sophia.
That's so cute.
But to me, you are Sophia.
Yes. Oh, that would be so funny. I love that. Yeah. And then, of course, guest stars, we have to have Lacrodactyl show up with the dinosaur man. We go, the Golden Girls go to a zoo or
the
a museum?
Yeah. And then we learn important lessons about accepting him for who he is. You know, men can wear nail polish too.
Yeah.
That's like very much like what this show is about. Like, we're going to go to an event, we're going to meet someone we haven't dealt with before, and we're going to tell our mom to not judge them. We're going to tell Blanche that it's okay even if they don't want to sleep with her. We're going to inform Rose that humans exist.
What?
I love but that. But I think we should also cast this with famous people.
Okay. So let's see. Who... I'm like thinking of the nail polish world. I don't know. I feel like Nicole Loves would be great as the Betty White character, as the cute, innocent one.
Even though she's so not innocent.
But that's what makes it that much funnier, right?
Yeah. Because that's the thing. That's so funny. That's actually so funny that you bring that up. Because, like, Nicole Loves and Nikki, they both have very similar vibes in that way. Mm. Where it's like, you're going to seem sweet and innocent, but you also have a book club where you're reading a romance about Krampus.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I like that. I like that Nicole Loves as Rose.
Yes. For the, was it Dorothy? The kind of, the yeah, Dorothy. The
sarcastic.
Hillary?
You know what? Absolutely. you know what?
Mediocre Mannies. Okay, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because she can play that, like, I'm so over it, like, vibe while still being super into it. Like, that's...
Yeah, actually, it works out perfectly because she's also really tall.
Yeah.
It actually works so good. Who's the hoeiest person besides me?
I'm not insulting anybody.
Or am I just the hoe of the nail world?
I mean, I think you're famous enough you could be in there. But yeah, I'm trying to think, who else? Because, like, these are definitely, like, influencers still within our reach, you know, whereas, like, Christine and I guess we could even count Sophia, they're, like, feel very beyond our reach.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we personally communicate with both of those influencers.
Yeah.
Like, they know who we are.
Yeah, exactly. So,
But I think Christine can, like, maybe Christine would be Sophia. She is kind of old and crotchety.
Yeah. She's been around a while. A combo of her and Ben to get that crotchetiness.
If Ben was an old lady, he absolutely would be Sophia. I always want to call Sophia because now my brain is murdered by Sophia Nygaard.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, there's when you teach for long enough and you hear every variation of different names, it's like, how do you, what's the original?
What's the... Yeah. Everybody, who's the biggest nail influencer or nail personality, nail adjacent personality you could think of who would fit into the Blanche spot? Post in the comments who you would cast as Blanche.
Yeah, you guys got to help us out with Blanche.
I'm thinking, but I'm the only one here who's who projects that energy.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there's someone out there. And honestly, this is a great opportunity to learn about more influencers to watch, because the nail community is surprisingly large. And I know there's people out there that I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of them that, like, even just like me starting to post on like YouTube. I think before I posted on YouTube, I had no idea who Paula Shoyogi was.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
fellow Stephanie out there.
Finding all these people, it's really cool. So that's fun. I should watch the Golden Girls.
So yeah, our famous influencer, quote famous in our eyes influencer, would be Dorothy would be Hillary, Rose would be Nicole Loves Nails, Blanche would be redacted. me, I guess, but I have like less than, I'm not even monetized on YouTube. So I refuse to consider myself that.
I mean, Linry is such a wild card. We got to fit her in there somewhere though.
You know, Linry would be a pretty good Sophia.
I was going to say, let's put her in the Sophia slot.
She wouldn't be the worst Blanche because she does say dirty stuff on stream and whatnot and curses in her videos and things. But that's also a Sophia kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah. Linry, if you're listening, I know you probably are. Who would you be? Who you? man, what a question. Now I'm like, is there another sitcom that we can, right? We can throw people into?
How many more sitcoms could we recast in the nail
sitcom
community?
Or an anime?
Thank you, Jadoob. I always love your crazy questions.
Yeah, they're amazing. And we are in need. Everybody, we are coming to you hat in hand to say, give us more audience questions.
Yes. We need some sort of structure, and you'd have to give it to us because we will not give it to ourselves.
No, we will not. We need it. We can hardly structure the first half. You expect us to structure the second half? Absolutely not. We're just going to go on about what's his name? About Pennywise. I'm going to
blow my mind some more.
Someone from ye olden times. So I recently, my status on Discord for the longest time has been something very weird about Pennywise. And I did not change it for the longest time because my goal on Discord, I mean, honestly, I just don't change my status until I see something so buck wild that I feel I need to.
Yes.
And now it's a joke about the game I played on stream. It's called Pools. It's a walking simulator. It's spooky. It scared me to death. And if you're into spooky vibes with no monsters, I highly recommend it. But I changed it to that, which also was weird in its own way. So yeah, somebody who used to hang out a lot, like back in my early days of streaming, just like sent me a private message, just like, thank you so much for changing it from that Pennywise to something. And then it was like, squints, arguably a lateral move, but still I appreciate it. I think it's better than, because you don't have to think about Pennywise now.
Yeah.
So you're welcome, everybody on Discord.
Thank you, says the community.
Yeah, you're like, thank you, finally, no more Pennywise. Yeah, people got to know what they're getting into. I'm always worried that people are going to enter my community and be like, what is going on here? I was not told. I just need to make sure they're told.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, just like the sign, you know, you're putting up the signs. Like, beware, we're weird here.
Beware, things are weird, okay?
All right. Well, I think that that is enough for today. Danny, please take us out.
Thank you all so much for listening. Please check out our YouTube channel and leave a comment with your favorite moment, who you would cast as Blanche, a story to share, and of course, any questions you'd like us to answer in future episodes.
Be sure to check out Danny and I on Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, where you can tell us who you'd cast as Blanche, and Patreon. I am Fanatic here. She is Danny Shout. All our links are in the description. Join us next time where we recast Avatar, The Last Airbender,
the M. Night Shyamalan version,
with ASMR influencers.
Stay lacquered.